weed control. That tends to be one of the top questions we as extension agents receive every year here at the Hopkins County Extension Service. That's just one of the many topics we're going to take a look at this week as part of the weekly Hopkins County Extension Service update. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. As mentioned previously, the control of weeds and more often how to properly identify those problems can be a major concern for producers here in Hopkins County, but also surrounding counties and across the country. Weed control is critical and can be determined by what type of plants you do have, the growth habit of those plants, whether they're perennials, biennials, or annuals, and also the proper identification of all those plants, which can help you to choose which herbicide, mowing method, or other types of control which will help you get the problem under control. Now, as you can see, and as many of you probably know, the effective control of weeds will help you to increase the overall revenue per acre, also help you to decrease the number of poisonous plants on your farm, but lastly, help you to increase the overall production of that acre of ground that you own. Now, weed control recommendations for Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue lawns tend to be a top and main concern for those in the listening area that live in the city or suburban areas. All newly seeded turf, it's good to remember that 2,4-D type chemicals or dicamba do have some type of germination inhibiting properties. That can affect that while you do want to control seeding, if you seed in the spring as well, after applying these chemicals, it can have a detrimental effect on the overall stand that you'll have on your yard, especially if you don't follow those labeling recommendations. Now, some of the weeds we see in newly seeded turf include mustard, crabgrass, and foxtail. For crabgrass and foxtail, those chemicals can be applied at seeding time. For pre-emergence control, they usually apply after spring seeding. In established turf, post-emergence control of broadleaf weeds can be somewhat fairly simple, but need to be performed on a timely basis based on what type of weeds you do have, as said before. Plantain, wild garlic, and dandelion usually are easily treated from September to early November or from March to May. It's key to make sure you hit those weeds before they produce a reproductive body or seeds. In addition to that, chickweed, ground ivy, henbit, white clover, and red sorrel need to be treated in the fall from September to early November or from March to May in the spring. Chemicals that you'll use to really touch base or solve those problems include a wide range of 2,4-D products, but also in combination with dicamba, mecoprop, triclopyr, camba, or many more. There are common names for those chemicals, and they include Banvil, Turf Clean, Chaser, Weed One, DPC, Trimec, Three-Way, and many other types of chemicals. Now, for wild violets, knotweeds, and other weeds, you have to make sure that you try to treat those after they've emerged in the spring or early summer, and sometimes even after green up in the spring or frost in the fall. Now, that just briefly touches weed control in turf and other grasses. We also want to take a look at the Agripreneurial Roots to Riches Conference that'll be taking place again today. The first day was yesterday on Friday, March 3rd, and today we'll cover a lot of topics, but we'll start out with a breakfast. Our highlighted speaker for Saturday includes Representative Richard Heath. He is the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee here in Kentucky, and he'll bring some legislative interests that are of concern to farmers. And then after that, the program will also include a business canvas model and how that will affect farmers here locally, and that's provided by Kim Simmons, the professor of business administration at the local community college here in Madisonville. And after that's completed, session two will cover the economic growth plan for Hopkins and Muhlenberg counties, and that'll be provided by Sandra Dearden, president of High Road Consulting. Now, after lunch, we'll take a look at some of the other key aspects of what the conference has to offer, including how do we learn to farm with local extension agents, and how those resources and market-ready programs can be very beneficial to those of us looking to sell the products we're already making. And that'll be presented by Dr. Timothy Woods at the Department of Agriculture Economics at UK. And lastly, we'll finish the conference with a look at alternative crops and how one might get started in agriculture here locally with a presentation by Mr. Scott Deal, who's been a good friend of mine and also a client that knows what the Extension Service has to offer. I'd like to close out by thanking our harvest level sponsors of this Roots to Riches conference, and they include Tyson Foods, Independence Bank, and Wright Implement in Owensboro.